Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Life is like a hurricane here in Greenville. Mad Men, Fat Boy, Nine and Page, raised in Poe Mill. My dreads like drag queens. Or drink meat smoothies. Rise Guys, golly. Every day here while you're waking. Rise Guys, golly. Tales of pigskin punishment. They're wise guys. P1.
Pleased to meet you.
There's a fat boy
out to eat you.
What to do? Just listen to some Rise Guys, golly. Every day they're out here spanking. Rise Guys, golly. Tails are wearing Ray-Bans inside. Rise Guys, golly. It ain't Five Guys, burgers and fries. No, Rise Guys, golly.
That was a new one.
That was new. That was good.
From Dan at Columbia said, especially for Nine. I know you will love this. Enjoy.
Yeah. Now you got to do songs from Jungle Book and like Tailspin theme.
You still watching all that?
Some, yeah.
All the Disney Plus?
Yeah. Been watching more adult movies lately. Not like porn, but like more grown-up movies this week.
On Disney?
No. Just other service.
Oh, okay.
Adult movies. Not like porn,
Disney
but
X,
more grown-up movies.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Movies for adults, not adult films.
Right. Okay, we got a brand new Facebook fussing coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. Of course, we'll be on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. You'll be able to watch that live. Just like you were able to watch yesterday, Nine bobbing for apples for his pigskin punishment that was full of, one of Fat Boy's socks, my underwear. There was a condom in there, a new one. A hot weenie, just various nasty sundry items.
Hot weenie turned so blue, man.
It really did in more ways than one. But you can text Bob, B-O-B, to 72341 and watch that video. I'll tell you how this all came to fruition. I saw that Forbes magazine has dropped. They've dropped. Everything's dropped now. New shoes have dropped. New albums dropping. Forbes magazine's dropped their 30 under 30 list for the music industry. These are supposedly the 30 most important people in music under the age of 30.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know any of them hardly.
Uh-uh.
I don't know Chloe X Halle. I don't know DaBaby. I've heard that name.
I've heard of DaBaby.
I don't know who Maluma is.
No.
I don't know who Megan Thee Stallion is.
I've heard that name.
I don't know who Normani is.
No.
I don't know who Summer Walker is. I know who Luke Combs is.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. But, and I know who Lil Nas X is.
Uh-huh.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
So, why do I say all this? To tell you that we don't know anything about current event stuff anymore. It's too hard to keep up with it. You could make up some of these. The number one album in the world right now is the new one from Baby Blue T-shirt, starring Gray Ariel, the mermaid T-shirt. Like, that's what Nine and Fat Boy are wearing right here. Like, I don't recognize any of these things. And then this other list, which is also even more absurd to me and also makes me hurt for the next generation, is, you know, guys, everything's going towards streaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's all leading to.
True.
It's all leading toward that. And the whole, so all the different services, I guess, got together and said, okay, these are the five most streamed songs of 2019. And 1, 2, Three of the five I don't know that I've ever heard in my life. One of them, there's actually a Fatboy parody song, too. So I thought, and Jimmy thought that this would be good, and it's also a way to get this whole train rolling once again. The return of the Brutally Honest Music Review. So we, the way we do that, and we're bringing it back in 2020. If you're a local artist, local meaning you listen to this show. I mean, truthfully, I don't care if you're in Birmingham.
No. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Alabama, England, yes, I'd have
Birmingham,
an issue with
home
that.
Of multiple failed pro football teams.
Jefferson County.
Domestic musician or bands only. I'd like you to be a legal citizen. But you send in your music. You know, there's all these, oh, you can upload it here, I can put it here, I can put it there. Who's going to hear it, though, if they don't know to find it? We allow bands and musicians to send in their original music to us, and then we put them head-to-head, and we let them battle it out. Not in a suck-or-smash kind of thing, but this is a remember down in Merle's Inlet?
Yeah.
Suck, Bling, and Smash?
Yeah.
Suck, Bang, and Blow, whatever it was. We have noisemakers, and we will play the music, and we will let it play. Sometimes maybe the entire song would play until we're all out. You know how they'll do that on Shark Tank? For that reason, I'm out. For that reason, I'm out. We have noisemakers. I'm debuting a new one this year, but I've already heard, I heard Paige coming down the hall, so she's going with the same one.
I like it.
Would you like to demonstrate it for us now?
I'd be happy to do that.
Paige is going with the cowbell.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Once again. Nine?
I'll be doing the same one.
You'll be going with the traditional bell.
Yeah, only this time if you hear the bell, it means I don't like it.
That's going to be difficult to remember.
That's easy.
This one will be easy to remember because I'm debuting a new one. I'm debuting the fart gun. So when you hear that sound, it means that I'm out.
Yep.
So if the song's playing la, 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 and you hear it, I'm out. And it will continue to play till everybody's out. Fat Boy is debuting a new sound. And
yeah, for now.
A lot of people say creative or last minute.
Yeah, or in between whistles.
What is the sound?
It's a bucket of paintball.
God, that's terrible.
It is awful.
It's an awful noise.
Well, you might not hear it.
It's not as cool as.
You don't like the fart. That's why he did the bell.
We sound like a cow who has gas working at a deli. Yeah. You sound like somebody who's, you know, doing Powerball over there.
I'm excited for DaBaby. It's going to be on SNL this weekend.
Okay, so I'll tell you, the number five most streamed song is Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. Everybody, dun, dun, you're a bad guy. Everybody knows
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
This song right here, number four, I cannot verify I've ever heard it. I've heard of the artist. I've heard the music by the artist. J. Cole. The song is called Middle Child. Get your noisemakers out. Hit it when you're out, meaning you hate the song, I don't want to hear anymore, and it'll play until all four of us have went out. This is J. Cole's Middle Child.
You good, T-Minus? Niggas can count me out. I'm counting my bullets. I'm loading my clips. I'm writing down names. I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying. The fake ones is lit. The game is off balance. I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get. I do not throw powder, I might take a sip. I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my dick is broke? What good is first class if my dick can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my dick more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist, but I never be for the for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame, it won't be because my ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest.
Fat Boy's still in on this, feeling it.
I like J. Cole, man. His mom lives in Anderson, too.
I like J. Cole, too. You know why I went out on it? I'd never heard this before, I swear to God. I predicted the beat right there. You see me, I went, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-doom. I don't like that. I don't like predictability in music. So for that reason,
it was the beat that got you and not all the tired bars about you know, putting the Rolex.
Drake gave me
a
watch.
Yeah.
Oh, nice name drop.
Bullets, clips, you know, getting everybody else up.
Oh, he said clips.
Yeah.
Fire.
Okay.
I don't do cocaine, but I drink.
But if you want to, do it.
Tripping. Popping pills.
It was a predictable sound. It sounded
it was
like,
very just, like, oh, wow, this is a million other songs.
Yeah. But I do like him, though. That was J. Cole.
Yeah, I don't dislike J. Cole at all, but yeah, it's not big on just listing off all the things that are in every rap song.
Yeah. His Uncle Dick never really made it in the music industry.
No, but baseball, he did well.
Yeah, he did great. The number three most streamed song of 2019, Ariana Grande's Seven Rings. I don't know that I've ever heard this before. Anybody? Anybody?
I don't think so.
I think,
man.
I knew the title.
The Brutally Honest Music Review, Ariana Grande's Seven Rings.
Getting in trouble, lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. I'm some bad, I should be a sap. Turn me to a savage. Rather be tied up with calls and my strings. Write my own checks like I might want to sing. Yeah. Stop watching, my neck is fuzzy.
The same beat from the J. Cole song. At first, it's a direct ripoff of a Christmas song, and that's what I kind of got.
It's a direct ripoff of These Are a Few of my favorite things from Sound of Music.
Yes.
It's nothing
that's
to do with
Julie Andrews,
Lord of the Rings, or Tom Brady. How many does he have?
Six. About to get seven. I don't know what she says.
She's like, I want to talk, but my mouth is, my jaw is wired together.
Like, when you can't understand Sam Smith, at least he sounds like melodic when he screams.
Right. Okay. But the number three, it's got a cute, catchy beat to it, but it's just because it's a few of my favorite things, a Christmas song. I'm fed up with this already. Post Malone has the number one and number two most streamed songs in the United States for 2019. Number two was Wow, but number one, Post Malone featuring Sway Lee, this is Sunflower. I've heard this. We're all still three in. Nine is out. Fatboy, me, and Paige are still in.
Yeah.
All right, so obviously, nothing's going to make us go out. Oh.
Oh.
I like it better with just Sway Lee. I think Post Malone muddies it up. I really do.
You're wrong for that.
Well, I like him, but I think that part gets muddied up. It should have just been Sway Lee by himself.
You know why I was out when I was out? That was the moment I realized the song was playing. Like, until then, I didn't even notice it playing. And then it's like, oh, crap, the song's on? Well, this must not be good because I'm just ignoring it, not even paying attention to it. And I'm not trying to ignore it. I just didn't notice that it started playing until I was out.
The first time I saw Sway Lee, I thought it was Jaden Smith. And That guy, that kid, I don't know how old he is. He looks like he's 15. He might be 36. But he's got a nice little voice on him. Willie Nelson needs to talk to Post Malone, because every time I see that son of a bitch, he's smoking a cigarette. He's like, come on, man. You've been given the gift of entertainment, and you're going to go do that?
You better talk to him, Willie.
He's going to have some kind of endorsement deal or something.
With cigarettes?
I think so. He's very brand specific.
Is he signed to the William Morris Agency?
Philip Morris.
No, he smokes R.J. Reynolds.
Yeah.
He used to play for the hockey team.
Yeah. He did. Okay. That was the worst radio I've ever heard in my life, guys. Seriously, if you're not going to play rock music, don't play any music. All right, turn this off, Fat Boy. This is clearly disco.
Yeah, it's disco as hell.
All right.
I want to shoot that text with a fart gun.
We've been thinking about bringing back the Brutally Honest Music Review for 2020.
I want to.
I know plenty of musicians. We could get some stuff going.
That's what I worry about, though. That you know so many of them, Jimmy. I don't know if you can clearly call it down the line.
No. The ones I don't like, no, I don't like them.
But I don't know that you should be the person that facilitates. I think it should be Paige.
You think so? It can be.
To vet them out when they submit them?
No, not vet them out.
We play whatever submitted.
We get the submissions. Okay. And so
when I go out and I see them all over town, I just won't mention it to them?
Paige goes to concerts.
Yeah, I mean, I see him a lot, though.
So rock and roll.
I wasn't shading you, Paige. I wasn't shading you at all. I don't know why you took offense to it like it was. I wasn't shading you.
Take it.
I just happened to, I mean, I see these guys all the time, a lot of them.
Quit ducking, Paige. Here, take
this. Oh, gosh, please, fart on me. Me the first time.
I'm lost like that for sure.
I wasn't bragging. Trust me, if you knew some of these dudes, you wouldn't brag about seeing them and knowing them.
Kidding.
What's up, Duncan?
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll make sure that we get something on the website with that and all the contact info. If you're a local artist, local band, we'll play your music on the radio with the Brutally Honest Music Review. But coming up next, it's an all-new Facebook Fussin'.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1. Sent in anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. We're on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. And I would like to say what's up to our former camera person. Let's welcome back Nine to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Intern Caroline. Name was changed. She's out as an intern. She didn't do anything wrong. It's just internship was up. So yeah. Nine is back to camera running, as you would call it, operating the camera.
Yeah.
I know. It's a pain in the ass.
It's tricky, man. It's tricky. It's hard to follow. It's hard to keep up doing both things.
That's what Run DMC was talking about.
They got lines in the fussing, I mean, and we got to run the camera, too.
Yeah. Well, let's pace ourselves.
All right.
Scene one. Playing the role of, it looks like Jammers, but it's James with an R. J-A-M-R-S.
Jammers.
Jammers is Nine. Playing the role of Parker will be Fat Boy.
Parker.
Parker.
Playing the role of Stucky will be freaking me. Playing the role of Sally will be Paige.
You don't like being stucky, Matt?
I mean, like, if it not if it like means like Chancey in regards to Clemson, but if it's in line with like the ice cream shop/gas station.
Yeah. You're down with that.
Can I be south of the border next week?
Sure.
All right, cool. I'll be Pedro. All right.
Chancey Stucky.
And action.
Post black and white trail cam pic of a 10-point buck. The one that shot this deer. I'm looking. I'm with DNR to prosecute.
Sorry, bro, but he stepped out on WC property, and, well, we all know that public group.
I'm talking to their head man tonight.
Just because you baiting deer to come off somebody property don't mean you're on them deer, you dickhead. I killed that deer off blank log drive chasing a doe on WC land.
We will see, stupid dumbass. You trespass in a lot of people's land. Bet you don't call me out to my face. I'll bust you old ass.
When you see me, bitch, they won't be a fight. My Bodie can take. But when you do, I got something for you, ass, dumb ass.
I ain't got time to blank with sorry-ass people like you.
You best shut your blankin' mouth.
Bitch, you ain't blank. You think you the only one that's got one. I never had anything against you, but that was bull blank. You know it. Your time will come.
You just bark hurt, get a love.
I'm not butt hurt. I'll let DNR find out.
So, what gives you the rights to call that deer as yours? Last time I checked, it ain't against the law to own one, dumbass.
If he shot it on my property, it's a problem. But let him know where he shot it.
I mean, sorry, bro. If it wasn't killed on your property, you or DNR ain't got a leg to stand on. I mean, it sucks when neighbor kill bucks you've been watching, but you got to put on your big girl panties. It's okay.
I'll let you my blanking big girl panties, dumb blank.
Well, you got a private snap I can join?
You gross, dumb blank. Euro my face.
Crying laughing emojis.
I mean GTFO my face.
End scene.
Oh, man. He said Euro my face, man.
Euro
my face.
Or gyro
to some of y'all.
Yeah. Man, just the misspellings in that is what makes it so much fun.
Some bitch so dumb he can't even spell his name right in his profile.
There won't be a fight my Bodie can take.
I think he threatened to shoot him.
Something like that. It is deer season.
It is.
Scene 3. Playing the role of Walenda will be Fat Boy.
Hey!
Playing the role of Mahoney will be freaking me. Playing the role of Lodge will be Fat Boy also. Playing the role of Janie Cakes will be Niner.
Janie Cakes.
Playing the role of Butch will be Paige. And action.
Okay, attention. Do not comment on other people's parenting, especially if you haven't seen yours in years. And since you're evidently so perfect, and hate this side of the family so much, and stay on your side of the fence with your comments and judgment, because we don't need you negative. Shut.
Butch inserts emoji of Michael Jackson eating popcorn. I'm just here for the comments.
Well, then chew. Chew it all, bitch. Chew it up.
I don't know what to make of all this. Can't say I'm surprised, though.
Well, I see you have marked as yes for attending Saturday's party, so I figured I would say it on here so all can see and read. If you plan on coming to the party but can't leave pretty childish drama at home, then keep your ass at the house because I don't want you here.
Well, I don't find attacking your sister on Facebook about her parenting and being hateful for absolutely no reason as childish. But unfortunately, people like you and others at the party like to be malicious and hateful for no reason. Then I'll just stay at the house. I want to see those babies, but not at that location.
Hang on, I gotta find my place, man.
Good.
Good, because honestly, I'm not thrilled about the whiny bitch fit you threw at Boo Lisa's party over the temperature, saying it was so damn hot that my kids were covered in sweat. So, see, my kids there or not, don't matter to me. You can't hold your composure for 2 hours or you'd be there. But go ahead and block me and talk blank about me behind my back anyway, since we all know that's how you are.
I'm so tired of seeing this. Apparently you and others like to stick your nose in business you got no part of. You are fine with staying out of people's business, you say, but still run your blanking mouth to everybody about it. But go ahead. Find your way out the blanking door you walked your ass in, Janie. Blanking ass drama queen.
Guess what, dumb blank? It's a party for my kid this weekend that I'm throwing. It's fair for me to say I don't want your drama there. You and her learn how to read, dip blank.
We didn't say we wanted drama for little Daryl's birthday party. Maybe call out you that blank starter and not the ones calling the dumbass out. Who started the blank?
I said what I needed to say, and I won't put up with it.
Hey, Mahoney, you got a problem, buddy. And that problem stands about 6 feet tall. And I bit my damn tongue long enough. And I tried to ignore you, but if you keep talking to my wife like that, then we got a big problem. And I don't solve my damn issues on Facebook. So you read this, and I know you will. And just know that I'll see you soon. Real soon.
Well, she want to run her mouth and put her damn nose where it don't belong. If you think she's in the right, then that's on you. And also, if you have an issue with me, you know where I live, Mother Blanca. I'm here all night. You think when she runs her blank and blank holster that I'm going to be quiet about it? Nah, blank that. Teach her some damn manners and tell her to mind her business. We won't have no issues.
Guys, you have to stop it. Nobody wants to see families argue. It's a special occasion. Y'all should be happy to be around each other.
Well, I don't think anybody asked for your opinion, Mother Blanker.
Yeah, why don't you shut the blank up and mind your business?
For real, why the blank are you even commenting on this?
Wow, I feel so sorry for this kid.
Insane!
Everybody attacks.
Poor kid.
Sick him.
Poor kid. Poor kid.
Poor kid, man. Poor kid. I don't know, he might be money in that family.
There might be. I don't know. Is it judgmental to read, like, the way people talk on Facebook and then, like, say what kind of maybe education level they had or job or what kind of home they may live? Even a car.
Maybe.
I can look at a bumper sticker and tell the race of the person in the car.
Sometimes.
What's wrong with that? First place. If behind them, I'm in second place.
Yeah.
Scene 3. Am I going too long?
We're just getting behind.
Oh, the phone is shaking in your hand.
We ain't going to have time for headlines, but it's fine.
Well, that is fine. Scene 3. Playing the role of Amy will be freaking me. Playing the role of Nina will be 9.
Hey!
And playing the role of Mr. Bussy is Fat Boy.
Clogged.
And action. Does anybody know of an investigator that works on the cheap?
What? Like a P.I.?
3.14?
P dot, I dot.
I know. I'm just spastic as spit right now. Oops, autocorrect. I meant spastic as blank.
You're all right?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Mr. Bussy. I haven't heard from you in many years, and I'm glad you're okay. I forgot we were friends on here. How are you?
I'm fine. My Facebook friends thought I was dead. Nah, forgot my Wi-Fi password. It was a whole mess, but I'm fine. I do have a friend. This guy named Gwent. I know him from car auction. He's a detective. Are you safe?
I am, Mr. Safe, Mr. Bussy. I do think my husband's cheating on me, though, and I'm really pissed, and I'm hurt, and I'm upset, too. I called one that I found on Google, but that glass hole wanted $200 an hour. Oops, autocorrect. I meant that blank hole wanted $200 an hour.
That's about the standard rate. Before you do that, though, I just to check his phone. If he refuses to let you, well, you know something's up.
See, that's the thing, Mr. Bussy. You don't know this, but he lives in Swannanoa, so I can't check his phone. We work best not living together. He don't ever call much, and he prefers I not come visit. So, you know, sometimes I wonder what I see in that SWAT waffle. Oops, autocorrect. I meant blank waffle.
That is suspicious. I now totally understand why you want a P dot I dot.
Well, if he's cheating on you, someone needs to dot his I.
Well, Mr. Bussy, you didn't know this either. He's legally blind. He don't use social media.
Well, I didn't know his eyes didn't work. But if you don't trust him, you should just end this right now.
Well, not everyone feels that 100% trust is necessary in a marriage. I read it on people.com.
Besides, I do want to confront him and find out what's going on and, you know, find a way to make it work out. Oh, Lord, he's blind as a bat and broke as a joke, but I still kind of love that spit head. Oops, autocorrect, I meant blank head.
Yeah, but if he's legally blind, how can he see to cheat on you? Serious.
Oh, blind people still get laid. I'm sure his other senses make up for it. Tongue emoji.
Hey, do you know what the new girl looks like? Neither does he.
Wow. That was just rude. I was just looking for a recommendation.
Oh, shame on you, Mr. Bussy.
Shame on you. Don't shame on me. You're not a good friend if you don't shoot him straight. Look, this poor old girl's getting hoodooed. That ain't too cool.
Shame on still on you, you knob jockey.
Yeah, Mr. Bussy. I don't want this to become hurtful, but you took it there. So I hope you keep forgetting your Wi-Fi password, and that was an early sign of dementia.
Yeah, puck face.
Oops, autocorrect. She meant blank face.
Yeah, I sure did.
End scene. What you just heard was real. Real Facebook argument screenshot by you, the P1, sent in anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.